You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The terrain under the ocean at Kilauea is complex, made up of fault lines, slumps, and lava benches prone to earthquakes and landslides. This spring, a 6.9 earthquake caused an eruption that swallowed roads and homes and sent ash spewing 30,000 feet into the air. Geologist Julia Morgan is looking to the ocean floor for answers.
What we'd like to know is what the potential of that slipping more is, what the conditions are that allow it to slip, and are there other features on the south flank that support it and prevent it from collapsing? And if so, what are they like and how strong are they?
A collapse could have catastrophic consequences in the form of a tsunami on the west coast, although Morgan believes that could be a very long way away. The Rice University professor of Earth, Environmental, and Planetary Sciences calls Kilauea a bulldozer sliding out on the ocean crust and scraping off packages of strata that have accumulated. The eruption may provide new insight about the landscape of the ocean floor.
And that earthquake seems to have changed the behavior of the volcano and, in particular, how it's erupting. In addition to that, that earthquake must have occurred on a fault that underlies the south flank of Kilauea, but we don't know exactly which fault. We have some ideas.
Rice University and scientists from Western Washington University and the University of Rhode Island are using seismometers to study the ocean floor just off the Big Island in Hawaii. Morgan and student David Blank have a National Science Foundation grant. There are 12 seismometers.
We place them around the flank, generally trying to surround the faults that may be slipping and producing these earthquakes. In addition, we placed several that were immediately above sort of a morphologic bench. And the purpose of that is that they may actually record seismic waves that give us some record of what the properties of the fault are.
Picture this. A 3-foot seismometer is in a metal frame attached to a weight that sinks it to the ocean floor. After it gathers information for 2 months, the scientists send a signal to the seismometer to release the weight and it comes back to the surface where they can retrieve it. U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory has ground-based seismometers, but none in the ocean. That agency warned the eruptions could last months or years in its most recent assessment. The underwater seismometers will be able to pick up earthquakes that are too small for the above-ground ones to detect.
The earthquake itself can cause an offshore tsunami, and the last two earthquakes that occurred, one in 1975 and one in 1868, both of those created tsunamis that were detected in California. They were not very, very large ones in California, but they were certainly damaging in the Big Island of Hawaii.
Morgan will retrieve the seismometers in September, hoping for some answers.
And we know that there's an active landslide on Kilauea. And the question is, how stable is it? And what are the conditions that would cause it to become unstabilized and then slide off the volcano? If that were to happen, it would create a very large tsunami, and that tsunami would be detected across the ocean basin.
She doesn't think such a tsunami is imminent, putting it 20 to 50,000 years in the future. In the meantime, geologists are waiting to see if and when the Kilauea volcano might calm down. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.